Bless the Lord. I thank God for this day. And today we will be coming from the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And I pray, God, right now that you bless this word to be a benefit to all of us. And God, also to let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And if I were used for a subject today, it's be steadfast. Your labor is not in vain.
All right.
And the scripture reads, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
All right.
In this plague that we have hit the nation, we have lost loved ones and friends. But John 10 and 10 tell us that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it more abundantly. And in 1 Corinthians, the 15 and 58 chapter, 58 verse, Paul was speaking on eternal life with God and how we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet sound. As heirs of the kingdom of heaven, we have the victory. I come to encourage you today to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, be steadfast in ardent prayer, laying before the Lord and seeking his face. Be steadfast in fasting and praying for one another. Be steadfast in meditating on the word of God. Be steadfast in encouraging someone to know the Lord and his wondrous works. Be steadfast in the ministry God gave to you. Be steadfast as an usher, a doorkeeper in God's house. Be steadfast in worship ministry. Be steadfast in pastoring the sheep. Be steadfast in prophesying what God has said to prophesy. Be steadfast in singing in the choir. Be steadfast in honesty. Be steadfast as a deacon and a mother in the church. Be steadfast in serving God with whatever assignment God has assigned. Because God will get the glory and your labor will not be in vain. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things and remember, you shall receive your reward in heaven. And that's the word for today. Be steadfast. Know that your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.